A group of federal employees with disabilities is hoping to make the government a model employer. FEDS, Federal Employees with Disabilities, began last year, and it held its first training conference yesterday with FEDQ. That's a group representing gay and lesbian federal employees. Now, Jason Olson is the founder and president of Federal Employees with Disabilities, and he joins us now. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily. It's great to be here.
So, Jason, first of all, just tell us a little bit about FEDS. Who are you? How many members do you have, and what agencies do you come from?
Well, really, Emily, we come from a variety of agencies across the entire United States. Like you said, we started last year. We already have a few hundred members as part of FEDS. Really, our major focus is inclusion, participation, retention, promotion, anything that really affects employees with disabilities.
So you had a training conference, and you were paired up with a group that is not representing people with disabilities, but maybe people who feel a different type of discrimination. Tell us what happened yesterday, and what areas did you cover?
Well, you know, we actually covered a variety of areas. You know, we talked about, of course, one of the major things is cultural competency for both groups, as well as inclusion, inclusion, inclusion. But we had Hai Feldblum, who is a commissioner at EEOC, as our keynote. And for those of you who don't know Hai is a part of both communities. And the thing we've seen really in both communities, the number one thing that both communities really have to overcome is attitudinal barriers. No matter how you slice it, that's one of the biggest issues. Now, of course, for us, we have a lot of other things that we need to focus on as well, and that major focus is accommodations. And that's why we had the Job Accommodations Network out, who spoke about the services they have to offer as far as talking to employers about how to get accommodations. They also talked about the computer assistance program, where federal employees don't have to pay for some of those electronic accommodations.
You know, and it is more than a year now since President Obama signed an executive order directing agencies to be more diverse, to be more inclusive. And of course, that's something that I'm sure your two groups have worked very hard to make a reality. When it comes to what you called attitudinal behavior or that barrier, what exactly is going on the ground level now? And have things gotten better?
Well, you know, I think it depends on what agency you go to. I think a lot of the times, and that's why I'm so happy to be here today, you know, a lot of the times that inclusion, that idea of inclusion, comes from a champion in an agency who says, you know what, we're going to make this a reality. We're going to make this happen. But the number one way we've seen to really address those attitudinal barriers is to actually get someone who is a person with a disability employed at an agency, you know, because then what happens is people work with those folks and they start to realize that they are not their disability. You know, I mean, I know the people who work with myself and others are like, you know what, this guy is so much more than a man who uses a wheelchair. You know, he's a father, he's a husband, he's an advocate for his community. You know, he's a hard worker. This is a lot of the things that people start to realize, that you're more than just that status of someone with a disability. And that's really the number one way we found to see that attitudinal barrier is addressed and really removed.
We're speaking with Jason Olson. He's the founder and president of Federal Employees with Disabilities, or FEDS. And so the accommodation question is a matter of law for, you know, some 20 years now. Where does the, I guess, aid for attitudinal barriers, it seems to me that would start with the attitude of the leader of an office.
A lot of the times it does, but a lot of the times it also comes from the leader of an agency. And, you know, and there are still a lot of issues. You know, I don't want to really not say that there aren't issues around accommodations. That is still, you know, if attitudinal is the number one thing, accommodations is definitely number two, right behind it. And it's been something that's been trying to be addressed for years. You know, that was like I was saying, you know, one of the great things about having Hai Feldblum come out and speak at this event is she is a member of both the LGBT community and the disability community. And she's really leading the charge for reform to the Section 501 of the Rehabilitation Act. And for those who don't know what that is, that focuses on affirmative action and non-discrimination in federal agencies. And we just saw the Section 503 revised of the Rehab Act, and that's for federal contractors. So I think it's really great to see that the federal government is saying, you know what, we're addressing this issue in the private sector. Now we're really going to start taking on reforming this part of the act for the federal employment of people with disabilities. And we did recently just send in something to Senator Harkin that was the top 10 issues still faced by employees with disabilities, and we've been trying to work closely with them. The number one thing is that we're pushing for is to get revolving funds for accommodations so people with end-of-year monies have a place to put that money that could then be used for accommodations in the future without having to go out and spend that money willy-nilly.
Do you have any of the latest figures now for how the federal government is actually doing in terms of hiring, retaining, and promoting people with disabilities compared to outside the government?
I have some of the numbers. I'll tell you that, you know, one of the things we have as far as one of the top barriers we have is accurate data. The thing we've seen, you know, we've been in touch with OPM, we've tried to work with OPM, they've been good about giving us numbers, but sometimes the numbers change a little bit depending on who you count and who you don't count. Just as an example, so, you know, Schedule A hiring authority is one of the most used things for people with disabilities to enter federal government non-competitively. So we've seen the data where it's been inclusive of veterans, non-inclusive with veterans. We've seen it where they're counting just new hires, or where the numbers are then new hires, or people who have used Schedule A again to just transfer agencies. So locking down some of those numbers really depend on those variables. And that's why we're saying, you know, we want an accurate count of what these people, you know, what our community is doing within the federal government. I mean, we know, you know, we had some data released recently from OPM that said only 63% of those who are hired under Schedule A convert. And that means that about 4 out of 10 people aren't converting to competitive civil service status off of Schedule A. You know, as far as feds and federal employees with disabilities are concerned, we see that as a major issue. We think the major issue there is accommodations. Because when you're serving under Schedule A and they can fire you at any time, it's really hard to go to your boss and say, I demand the accommodation that's going to allow me to do this job at a level that I can do it successfully.
All right. So what's next for your group? You've had the training. What are you going to do in the next year or so to try to inculcate all of this at a higher level throughout?
Well, as I said, you know, we've been hitting the hill a little bit. The report that I'm talking about will be up on fedsfirst.com by the end of today. It was written by not just federal employees with disabilities. We partnered with Deaf and Hard of Hearing in Government and Feds Accessibility. You know, as far as Deaf and Hard of Hearing in Government goes, you know, when we talk about accommodations, the interpreting issue is a huge issue just because we've seen time and time again offices not granting the accommodation of interpreting, and really that cuts the communication off for these folks. It cuts off their ability to be promoted, and really it leads to that problem of retention like I was talking about, as far as 4 out of 10 people not converting and a lot of people not being retained. There's a huge issue between attrition and retention. And one of the major focuses we're pushing is retention, retention, retention. It's great if you hire 100,000 people with disabilities in the federal government, but if you lose 150 because you're not able to retain them, you haven't made much progress.
All right. Jason Olson is founder and president of Federal Employees with Disabilities. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me, and I hope everyone has a great day.